U.S. inflation for the month of June fell to 3% versus the prior month of 4% relative to the CPI inflation percent. Stock market exploded. Okay, we're up 31 points in the futures right now. The cash market will open up at 9:30. When it does, if it opens up somewhere like the futures, it's going to be a large gap higher. That's going to be a nuisance for the bulls. People will be looking for reasons to bet on the downside, pull that down, wipe out that 31-point increase, fill that gap. Then they may return to being bullish. Others will worry that if the market was willing to fill the gap, maybe that's actually bearish, and so there'll be all kinds of gambling and playing either way. How we look at it is it's probably going to, it will be bearish on its own right, the gap that is, but that fits inside a bullish scenario thanks to the inflation data and thanks to what we think is going to be a decent earnings season, thanks to how business and the economy is working and the business cycles and the overall bullish mindset of the U.S. stock market. So the gap will be just nothing more than probably a buy the dip eventually. We just don't know how negative it would be as it occurs. Now the question is, will it just run higher? Well, if it runs higher in the next week, which is what we think the market should do, but it doesn't fill that gap, that would be a concern later in July and early August. Today's gap will be a downside target, so keep that in mind. And that might be fine. Then we get that correction out of the way, and then we just move higher later. However, for those of you who want the stock market much higher, really the best thing to do is pull it back today, fill that gap, get it over with, or at least do it this week. And it may do that as well. We just don't know. There's nothing here of predictive quality to tell us what they're exactly going to do. Okay, and we'll just take it one step at a time. Now, how about the data itself and how bullish will people be from that data? Dropping it to 3%, very nice, big drop. We only got one more drop to get to 2%. That is, if it could do it 1% at a time. At the same time, however, the core inflation is still up in the 4% area. And what's a little discouraging is real estate starting to move up again, housing prices moving up again. That may help support inflation a little bit here. And it's been a struggle lower anyway. So it's quite possible the Federal Reserve will say, well, this is fine, great. Thankfully, we got 3% inflation, but the core is still too high, so we're going to keep on fighting inflation. That they're just going to focus more on the core, got to beat it up, and that's going to take longer. So they may yet raise interest rates down the road here, and we may learn of that during the last week of this month when they have a meeting and can raise the rates. All right, now, but I think even if they raise rates a couple more times this year, even if it takes them a year to drop rates, I think basically the stock market is just going to keep going higher. The stock market is going to keep going higher. Economy is going to keep growing and so forth. So I think what we have to assume is that this is bullish information and we're on the right track of being bullish in the next year for the stock market. And now we just got to find all the twists and turns for you in case you want to do something about them, or at least you have an understanding why your accounts are fluctuating relative to the fluctuations in the stock market. Any rate, the futures have already gone to a new high for the day year, and they've backed off a little bit here. And the model is saying there are now targets, brand new targets to look at in the futures market. And if I can get back to those, I'll see if I can give them to you right now. We're looking for 45.64 to 46.03, including 45.84. That's our upside range. We think that's very feasible now into next week. If we subtract the premium that's futures to cash, we can come up with a cash price of like 45.30, which is close to our objective of 45.50 for the S&P 500 cash. So we're quite pleased how the math is all adding up, all these little waves and structures that are going on to supporting our bullish stance here and these upside objectives. And now we got some additional confirming type upside objectives here. Doesn't mean those upside objectives will work. We're more interested in the patterns and the time. We have some interesting studies here that do create quite accurate price objectives for us. And there's something to consider. So we think it's up and away, and we think we've seen a level 3 bottom as of yesterday. So yesterday is a support level, a risk level to watch in case they want to become a little more bearish. Otherwise, I think it's up and away for a while, but how are they going to deal with this gap? Now, interest rates came down off of this news, and now are trying to come back up a little bit, still down for the day. We're not too concerned about that, and we think the cash market, we don't think the interest rates are as volatile during the overnight market as you might see in the stock market. So we think ultimately we'll see some lower interest rates in coming days here, but do keep in mind, the closer we get to that last week of July, they may want to put the rates up there as they wait on the Fed to see what the Fed will do. So my guess, stock market's higher than lower towards the end of the month because of the interest rates, okay? And now we also just have to see how the earnings season goes here. Now, next week, and it may go longer than that. I don't try to predict earnings season. Well, I predict it in an overall sense, but I don't look at individual companies and try to come up with whatever the S&P 500 earnings is going to be. At any rate, we are optimistic on the earnings season side and think that'll be supported for the stock market as well. Have a great day. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results, but a nice CPI report. The stock market has responded accordingly, and we'll take it from there. Thank you.